Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, listeners! The BT and New Show is back. Yeah, sorry about the 48-hour hiatus for us. Of course, Monday was a holiday. Tuesday, I'll tell you about Tuesday on Twitter. Anyways, it's Hump Day. Yes, Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Remember I was telling you before about every day's turning into Hacker News Day or whatever, you know? Well, that's the case for the IRS today. Yes, the Internal Revenue Service over in the U.S. was hacked. And those hackers got into those servers accessing 100,000 people. Well, at least that's what the agency disclosed yesterday. So how on earth did the hackers get into the IRS? Well, those thieves accessed the data through an online service provided by the IRS and took financial data related to the users' actual tax returns. Yeah, that service called Get Transcript, you know, from the IRS, that provided the front door, which allowed the thieves to just come right on in. Now, the IRS said in a statement that its main system that processes your tax returns, that wasn't breached. They said all in all about 200,000 attempts, yes, you heard me correctly, two as in with the five zeros after that, were made from questionable email domains. And about 100,000 of those attempts were successful. Now, this hack to the IRS is actually the first major hack of a data center run by federal government. Oh, I bet they're happy to have that award. Microsoft is starting to do some really un-Microsoft things. In fact, so much you don't even know if you recognize Microsoft anymore. Yeah, Microsoft's apps are going to start shipping with Android tablets. Those are going to be tablets that are coming from LG and even Sony. Now, the Windows maker has actually reached agreements with 20 other companies, but those are still yet to be released. Most of those firms are actually the regional small brand, shall we say, that runs Android. So yeah, if you're a Microsoft Office fan now, you're going to get that Office suite with a bunch of other apps you probably don't ever use. Now, a lot of Apple users and Apple fans out there have been hearing about iOS 9, and they're kind of rejoicing over the added addition of transit maps. Yeah, you know, where you have transit routes where you can see where you want to go, what you want to take, those kind of things. Well, guess what? Don't start being rejoicing too fast, because it looks like that's going to be limited in scope quite a bit. It looks as though the transit service will be available only in a small number of cities across the United States, Canada, Europe, and get this, even China. According to the folks over at 9to5Mac, San Francisco and New York are said to be two of the locations in the United States where transit directions will be available. Other cities peeking their head in on this, of course, in Canada will be Toronto, London, Paris, and even some cities in China. Probably like Hong Kong and Beijing, I would say. As we all know, mass transit routing options have been missing for maps all the way back to 2012. Remember that's when Apple Maps kindly took that Google Maps icon off your phone and stuck theirs right there? So this will definitely be a welcome addition, but what would be more welcome if the maps actually were as accurate as Google Maps? At least we have an option. Hey, and while we're speaking of Google, let's talk about Google actually doing some good for a change. Well, I guess they don't always not do it good, but this is pretty good. Google's wanting to focus on those 1 billion people worldwide that live with physical or development disabilities. The company announced Tuesday that it's going to fund a $20 million grant for its latest impact challenge. They said this challenge is making the world more accessible for those with disabilities. Google's new disabilities program seeks to build awareness, identify solutions, and help create universal access for people with disabilities. Google has actually already teamed up with nonprofit startups like Mission Arm, Enable, and Worldwide Hearing. And now it's looking to even fund more solutions. The program's going to start accepting most and pretty much all ideas until September 30th of this year at 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So you got a little time, but if you got something hot and juicy that's whacking your brain right now, give it a shot. So, Netflix customers down there in Australia and New Zealand, did you get your bill this month and you think, holy crap, what the hell did they do? Yeah, a lot of Netflix users took to social media over the last few days saying, Netflix, why the heck have I been charged $100 in the last 24 hours from you guys? One customer, Billy McLean, actually said he was excessively billed by the company on May 24th with a total of 8 charges of $11.99 apiece. That's Australian dollars, by the way. He said every charge, yes, is pending, but it had still reduced his account availability funds. And that would piss one off. Yes, it would piss me off too. Funny enough, Netflix actually responded to the guy on Twitter saying that he would only be charged once this month. But the company didn't say why the error actually occurred. If you are a customer down in New Zealand or Australia, you might want to look at your bill, just to be safe. And finally, you remember, I think this was last year, we were talking about the old poo-poo bus? Yeah, the bus that goes on poop. According to Ars Technica, the bus actually hit a top speed of 76.8 miles per hour. That's actually a record for a regular service bus. Yeah, the poop bus chief engineer John Brickerton actually said to the BBC that it was quite an impressive sight as it actually swept by on the track. Now, it actually isn't called the poo-poo bus. It's actually called the bus hound. But it runs on biothane produced by cows, digestion, and then poop and all that. So, yeah, it's poop bus. That methane is then compressed, liquefied, and stored in a series of tanks fixed to the inside of the bus's roof. Now, typically, those oil-eating buses, yeah, they actually max out around 56 miles per hour. So the poo-poo bus, that is some fast shit. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on to the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, don't forget, British Tech News listeners, we've got the Bash. Yes, the British Tech Bash is coming up in July, July 4th to be exact. So it's not that far away. You're going to be needing to get those tickets here pretty soon. Get on over to britishtechnetwork.com. Click on that menu tab. Go on down that says the Bash. Yeah, you can get your tickets there for the July 4th event for the Bash. And don't forget also, if you're into curry, get that seat reserved too for curry night on the 3rd of July. And if you're saying, well, what the heck is the Bash? If you're new to the network, not really sure what that is, just click the little thing that says, let us tell you a little bit more about the Bash. It's going to give you all the info about all the fun that can be had at this year's British Tech Bash. That, again, is July 4th for the Bash, July 3rd for the curry night. You can get both, too. Just make sure you get over there and get your tickets ordered now. You're running out of time. As for today's new show, that wraps it up for your Wednesday edition. Don't worry, though. We're going to be back tomorrow getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. Promise, we won't miss a show for the rest of the week. At least I'll try my best not to. Have a great Hump Day Wednesday, and thank you so much for listening.